brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. This is the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, you're in the right place. And Alex will be back on Monday. Until then, it's the InfoWars crew. Going to be filling in tomorrow. Then we've got Catherine Albrecht covering on Friday. I'm not sure when I'll be back, but, whenever Alex wants me, I'll come back in and cover the news for you. With hopefully a little bit of comedy and satire thrown in there, just for some variety. Can't all be bad news, right? We gotta have a little bit of fun with it. Dr. Saputo, would you agree with that? That we gotta find ways to laugh to keep our immune system healthy?
Absolutely. Laughter is the best medicine. Just ask Norman Cousins, The Anatomy of an Illness. Our attitude has a huge effect on our biochemistry and physiology. And if we're laughing, we got that inner smile, it's gonna be healthier.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if the news from the real world, it seems negative and gets you down, you can still have fun with it. Like, we made fun of the TSA. That was really funny. You can find ways to make fun of things.
Yeah, well, laughter is a very good medicine.
Maybe they'll ban laughter then, because they'll call it, it's an illegal drug, the FDA says. When you laugh, your brain produces drugs, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. You're a funny guy.
But it's true. Your brain, if you think about it, your brain is a pharmaceutical factory. I think on just any given day, you're probably generating about $50,000 worth of free drugs in your own head.
Oh, way more than that. If we had the drugs that we generate in our body, we'd be worth trillions.
Yeah, trillions. Well, maybe that's how we can pay off the national debt, is to turn over our brain drugs. We can show up at brain drug donation centers, and the U.S. can export serotonin or something to some other country.
Yeah, well, there are only a few thousand neurotransmitters, and we know about six or eight of them. Think we got the cat's meow there. We're so far off base with our antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Your smile goes a long way.
Can you imagine them plugging us all in like it's a scene out of The Matrix where they have like tubes coming out of your head? Yeah, we're harvesting brain drugs from Big Pharma to research more cures. Do your part. Show up and get a brain plug today and have a little like green ribbon that you wear to show, yeah, I'm a brain donor.
I think I'll take the blue pill, thank you.
All right, well, I promise to be more serious. So now, I want to give you a chance to talk about your new book also. Give us the title and where people can find that, because it's great.
It's called A Return to Healing. It's about radical healthcare reform and the future of medicine. It's on my website. That's the best price, at drsaputo.com, but you can get it on Amazon as well. And it really looks at all the things that you guys talk about all the time in healthcare that are big problems. It looks at the flaws in medical education, in the big pharmaceutical industry, the World Health Organization, systems that have to do with our training that's a problem, the medical research industry. So it's looking at all the aspects of healthcare that we need to do a lot of reform on, true reform, where we start looking at lifestyle as our big approach to healing.
What do you think about this news? A miracle drug for multiple sclerosis has been pirated from the cordyceps mushroom and turned into a drug that's now being sold for $48,000 per year per patient.
Listen, I think that's great business. They're going to make a lot of money on that deal. First of all, just hype it up as to be something it's not, probably.
Yeah.
And then sell it for a lot of money so people want it. Then go to the government and see if you can work out some kind of relationship so that we can get this thing paid for by Medicare and insurance companies.
Right.
Man, what a deal.
Yeah, well, they're making money hand over fist with that when all people really need to do is just eat the mushroom.
Well, you may need a truckload, but not the worst thing.
Yeah, well, it's cordyceps. It's got other benefits. But isn't this amazing? The biopiracy by Big Pharma, it's out of control.
Well, of course it's out of control. That's why we have direct-to-consumer ads, is to take it further out of control. Convince America, right?
You know,
direct-to-consumer ad, but listen to the words, and you'll go crazy thinking this is stupid.
Well, good to have you on, Dr. Saputo. You're a great guest, a great conversation with you. So everybody visit drsaputo.com, S-A-P-U-T-O, drsaputo.com. We'll be right back with David Knight straight ahead.
Hello. I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show, hour number three here on this Wednesday, March 6, 2013. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. He'll be back on Monday, maybe even the Sunday show. I'm not sure. Probably Monday. I guess you'll find out. We'll all find out together. In any case, it's been great joining you today, and in this segment, we're joined by InfoWarrior David Knight, who brings us some special reports, and then in about half an hour from now, Aaron Dykes will come in and join us here in studio with some additional special reports on eugenics and the National Guard. David, welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you here today.
Thank you, Mike. You know, you were just talking in the last segment about how what good medicine laughter is, you know. So we're going to laugh at the TSA.
Yeah. Good.
It's going to be kind of some dark comedy because there's some serious issues here. But
well, they give us all kinds of opportunities for satire and comedy.
That's right. That's right. You know, we've got Operation Paul Revere coming up, and you know, ridicule is a really powerful weapon.
Yes,
you guys did that really well on your side. I love that TSA video you did.
TSA Help Wanted.
Yeah. I felt like right when I saw that, you know. But yeah, the target-rich environment. And yesterday they were in the news of a lot of incredible stuff. You know, the sequester's coming up.
Yep.
And Janet Napolitano was telling everybody, look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to inform you, but we're going to be furloughing people, and you're going to have very long waiting times at the airports, right?
Right. Turned out to be a total lie.
Right. But 2 days just before that, they spent $50 million on new uniforms.
Ah.
$50 million, okay? And, you know, put that in perspective. They've got, here's some of the numbers. They've got 44,000 employees, right? So that's $1,136 per uniform.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do they buy these $1,100 TSA uniforms? Are they magic? Do they have?
Yeah, it's probably.
Do they make them invisible or something?
That's right. Yeah, they're not bulletproof or waterproof or spillproof. You know, because they're worried about your liquids. I don't know what it is about it. And it got me thinking about. Well, here's a serious thing. Okay, first before we get into the other thing.
Okay, let's be serious. All right.
Yeah, let's get
about the TSA.
Yeah. So you know. I'm looking at this, and it's like, okay, if they've got 44,000 employees, okay, there's another article saying that their uniform allowance is $446 per year for these employees.
Wow.
So that's only about 40% of the cost,
yeah.
Right? So the question is, are they shoveling this money somewhere else, or, because this is to be provided over a couple of years, or are they looking to maybe increase the size of the TSA Army, right?
Oh, right. Add people.
Like, go 2.5 times, you know, for that. Of course, maybe they're looking at multiple-year use of these things or something.
Well, I think the sequestration, I think we should, instead of cutting people, we should cut the uniforms and let the TSA work naked.
That's right.
And that way we will know that they're not hiding anything in their pants.
That's right. Yeah, but these little emperors want us to be unclothed, not them, right?
So apparently.
Special ones. And the interesting thing about this, and this is in an article, a couple of these things were in articles that were linked on.
Can you imagine those TSA agents naked? I'm sorry, that's a disturbing image.
I'd rather not.
There are things you should never do. Never imagine TSA people naked. Don't pee on the electric fence.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, don't eat the yellow snow. Things you should never do, basically.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, and also, here's another serious thing, okay? This is a Marine lieutenant, combat lieutenant, gets $400 once for uniforms, okay, as an allowance.
Uh-huh.
These guys are getting $446 per year.
Wow.
And they just doubled that from what they had before. But to give you an idea of inflation, okay, I thought back, when I started thinking about these little emperors running around with their new uniforms and everything, it made me think back to the Nixon White House. Do you remember that? You remember when Nixon had, like, the Imperial Guard uniforms that he had at the White House?
I think I was in diapers at that time.
I'm older than you. I remember that. They made one appearance, okay? He'd taken a European tour, and he was real infatuated with all the pomp and circumstance in Europe, right?
Uh-huh.
So he went out and had uniforms made for the White House. And we've got it. You can't see it on the radio, but we've got a link to it that we can pull up here. And he got these uniforms for them. They wore them only once, and they were so ridiculed that they never wore them again.
Really?
Yeah. They were white jackets with black leather caps, okay? And they had, I've got something here that talks about it. But you can look at it. They're white, and they look like a marching band uniform.
Can you guys show that for PrisonPlanet.tv members?
And that's
okay, those are the
actually,
caps. I see the caps.
Yeah, that's what they actually wound up being. They actually wound up being a marching band uniform. Here's a description. A white cream tunic made out of elastique with a double-breasted cut. 3 buttons, a stand-up collar, gold nylon trim, and a vinyl cap. And they had little black leather capes with it as well. And they had, like, metal things.
Capes?
Yeah, they had on their collars that said WH for White House and all this kind of stuff.
I think TSA should wear capes. They're like Superman running around reaching down your pants with
That's
a cape
right.
on.
That's right. Well, they only cost $95, though. I mean, they got a deal on
that's
this thing.
That's a deal.
And when you look at it, they're pretty fancy for $95. Of course, the Fed's devalued our currency quite a bit in the intervening 40 years. But these are some of the reviews they got. Some of the people said they look like late Weimar Republic. Other people said they look like they're from a Lithuanian movie, or they look like Nazi uniforms. So he was so embarrassed. They mothballed these things, and 10 years later, Alice Cooper tried to buy some of them, and they wouldn't sell
really?
Them. Yeah. And they eventually gave them to a Utah college where they use them as marching band uniforms. So I thought, you know, with all these uniforms that the TSA is buying, you know, at about 100 people per marching band, they could have about 500 marching bands they could outfit with these silly uniforms.
Well, you know, it seems to me that when you have no real authority, you have to have a really fancy uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, John Cleese did his thing about the Department of Funny Walks.
That's right. Yeah.
The funny walking. And the more corrupt your government, the more you have to embellish it with crazy little walks, crazy little uniforms,
mm-hmm.
because you don't have any real authority there.
Right.
It's all a facade.
And one of the things that they had to agree to when this marching band got it, they had to agree, they had a lot of regulations that the Secret Service gave them. The Secret Service is very interested that they not sell these things to Alice Cooper, that they would,
oh,
not,
really?
That they would not use them in any way, in a way that would debase the presidency.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, the person who debased the presidency was Richard Nixon.
When
he
right.
had that kind of pride to think that he needed that kind of pomp for his personal guards.
Yeah, but even think about it, though. In contrast, Richard Nixon didn't even say, yeah, I can drone strike Americans on U.S. soil.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I mean,
right. Yeah,
Nixon was mild compared to what we're seeing today.
Well, he was just kind of getting warmed up. You know, this tyranny kind of rolls out slowly, right?
Yeah.
So he was kind of on the cutting edge, you know. But maybe he was saying, you know, instead of saying I'm not a crook, maybe he was saying I'm not a kook. You know, maybe he was talking about those uniforms. I don't know. But it just kind of rolls out. But the other thing that was interesting, I thought, with the TSA is you notice that they're going to start allowing knives and golf clubs and things like that.
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
I might start flying again if I can bring a knife on now, a little 2-inch blade.
Yeah, that's right.
Gee.
But now that's only going to be legal in April, you know, the end of April. If you were to carry on something like that now, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
So what's the deal? Do all the TSA people now have enough pocket knives that they've confiscated from everybody, and now they figure, we just can't handle any more freaking knives?
That's right.
Legalize them again, for God's sake.
They've led the market on knives and nail clippers, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the nail clippers, there's no word as to whether or not nail clippers are still a security threat or not. So I don't know.
It's that little file part.
Yeah,
you could file off the lock on the door
That's right.
to the flight deck.
That's right.
And get in that way with your nail clippers.
Yeah.
What about, I heard they were going to still not allow golf clubs or a certain number of golf clubs, or what's the deal on that?
Yeah, there was some stuff on this. It's like they're not going to allow liquids still, okay? But you can take lacrosse, billiards and hockey sticks, ski poles, and 2 golf clubs. 3 would be a danger, I guess. But,
2. But 2. 1 for each hand, basically, is what they're saying. You can have 2 clubs, 1 in each hand.
That's right.
But the third one, no. Nah.
It's all totally arbitrary, right? But the interesting thing about, you know where they're getting opposition to that from?
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Flight attendants. Yeah, these people who enforce this kind of bizarre imaginary world on us. I think that every time, you know, when they go down, they tell you got to turn off your cell phones, right? You
can't. Yeah.
And they're very explicit about saying that you can't put it in airplane mode.
Oh,
okay. Now,
they're right.
Do they actually even understand what airplane mode is? You know, they'd rather you...
Isn't that off?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, if you just turn it off like they ask you to and make the screen go black,
yeah.
Okay, your phone is still sending and receiving signals.
Yeah.
It's still working as a radio. It just doesn't look like it, okay?
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, if you actually put it in airplane mode, that shuts off all radio signals. It's not looking for anything. It's not sending anything.
Right.
That's why they call it
airplane mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, brilliant.
But that doesn't kind of get through to the flight attendants. You know, they don't really understand that. And I guess it kind of gets to the point, you know, what this is all about. It's all about theater. It's all about appearances.
Sure.
So they want your phone to have the appearance of being off, even though it's not really.
Well, it's like they say, you can't bring liquids on the plane, but your body is 75% water.
Right.
So, you know, if a terrorist wanted a little liquid bomb, all they have to do is swallow a little baggie of liquid, go into the bathroom, vomit it back up. They got their liquid bomb. I mean, what's the big deal?
Right, right.
Or have a fake breast, you know, prosthetic with liquid in it. I'm sure I'm not giving terrorists new ideas. These are kind of obvious things.
Right, right.
This liquid thing is crazy.
Well, it's been security theater for a long time.
Yeah.
Everybody's known it's been theater. I flew with my sons in 2001 before September 11th, and I told them, I said, this is just the stupidest theater that you've ever seen. This is all about, you know, a power trip. It's all about making people think that the government is there to protect them, that the government is going to save them and keep them secure. And just a few months after that, you know, you had 9/11.
Remember that show, that comedy improv show called Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No, I don't remember that.
Really? That was. I remember seeing that, and it was set up improv situations. I found that this was useful every time before I would go into the airport. I would imagine I'm going to view a Whose Line Is It Anyway show where they're acting like security experts. And then there's the TSA. Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, it's sad, but it's kind of like a dark comedy, you know. It's kind of
sure,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of like Terry Gilliam's Brazil.
You know? Yeah.
Remember how he had they had all the monitors where they're watching everybody and all the stuff? You know, it's this real oppressive and brutal regime, but it doesn't really quite work.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. Massive failures. And I've wondered too, how does the TSA train itself to feel down your pants? Do they pat each other down? And to get good at it, do they work on dummy models? How do they do that? Because they're experts.
I don't want to try to visualize that.
Yeah, me neither. Well, anyway, more satire at the TSA's expense straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show with David Knight in studio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for listening in. This is the third hour of today's broadcast on this Wednesday. Still Wednesday, yeah. March 6th, 2013. Mike Adams filling in here with David Knight in studio. And we're talking about the TSA. Actually, we're making fun of the TSA. But what do you think about the notion, David, that when you go on a flight, you are, in effect, submitting to be a prisoner?
Yeah.
For the entire duration, from when you check in to when you get off the plane, you're a prisoner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a police state, and it's a silly police state. Like I was talking about, you know, they don't really understand even how cell phones work, right? And you stop and think about it. That's another thing, too, about the 9/11 narrative. I mean, if you understand how cell phones work, you know that nobody was calling and talking to somebody at a call station
right.
for a very long time, right?
It's such an obvious hole in the official story.
Right. If anybody's ever tried to make a cell phone call from their phone, they pretty much know that. Because the cell phone towers are have an antenna pattern that deliberately is focusing the energy horizontally, not vertically.
Right.
Okay. And you'd be passing through the cell phone cells so quickly that they couldn't switch to keep up with you, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of different issues here, but it just doesn't work. And that's why they put Wi-Fi and they put phone service on the planes, because your phones and your Wi-Fi doesn't work on a plane. But, you know, the whole thing is silly from the start to the finish. And like we were talking about during the break, we just don't travel that much anymore. We try to avoid it. You know, you avoid it totally. I've got family still in North Carolina, so I can't completely avoid it. And I've done more traveling in the last few months than I've done in a decade.
Well, the thing is, I would love to have an airline called Open Carry Airlines.
Yeah.
Where to get on the plane, you got to bring a gun.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I'd be on there with veterans and cops, mm-hmm. FBI agents, and concealed carry citizens. I'd bring my Glock. Mm-hmm. We should all be armed. You think a terrorist is going to get on a plane like that?
No.
No way. I mean, the only requirement is you got to bring frangible ammo. That's it. Mm-hmm. They check your ammo at the gate. Here, frangible ammo. Get on the plane. Be the safest plane in the sky.
That'll never happen, because remember they banned cigarette smoking.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Which I agree with. I don't want to breathe other people's smoke on the plane.
Right. I don't either. Yeah. But some people talked about, you know, having plane flights where they were just going to be all smoking.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they can have smokers. That. Sure.
You know, but they won't allow that, right?
Yeah.
You know, they used to have, before they did that, you had some airlines. I remember there was one airline that used to have a Texas run called Muse Air. It was a spinoff, some executives from Southwest. And they had flights where there was no smoking, you know, for these short flights. So they knew there was a market for people who didn't want smoking. Well, there was also a market for people who wanted smoking all the time.
Right.
They won't allow even that.
That's crazy.
It's just the way the nanny state is.
See, I'm all about choice. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to smoke on the airplane, mm-hmm. that's fine. If you want to have an all smoking flight, they should allow that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Bloomberg's nanny state in New York, right? You know, you can't smoke inside your barbershop, right? So they've had some guys actually get loitering tickets for going outside of their own barbershop while they're waiting for somebody to come in. They go outside their own barbershop and light up a cigarette and stand there in front of their barbershop, and then the cop gives them a ticket for loitering.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's New York.
I think New York should have a Department of Mental Hygiene like we have in Maryland. No, I just learned today. It's a Department of Mental Hygiene.
Do you think Bloomberg could pass the inspection?
Yeah, well, no. See, but that's the thing. You notice they don't give drug tests to members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to pass a constitutional proficiency test to get into the Senate.
Right.
You don't even have to know what the Bill of Rights is at all.
And for all we know, they can't read, right? Because
they can
obviously read the bills. Yeah. They have to pass them to find out what's in them.
I think half of them are psyched out on psych drugs. I think they're on, you know, all kinds of drugs that inhibit their cognitive function. Mm-hmm. And we should drug test Congress. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's also that, you know, that green money that, you know, kind of messes up the way they think, too, you know.
Yeah.
Something of a drug to them.
The ultimate addiction.
Yeah.
Cash.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Those guys, they definitely go for that.
$100,000 per vote. But have you ever noticed, getting back to airplanes, that pilots treat you on the airplane the same way that the White House treats the press? It's like you're sitting on the runway. Something's broken on the plane. Something's obviously broken. The wing is falling off. The pilot's like, yeah, we're doing a routine checkup here. We're going to be sitting here for a few minutes. And they always blame it on the control tower.
That's right.
The control tower told us to waste 6 hours of your time.
That's right.
It's the control tower's fault.
That's right. There's never any problem here.
Right.
Yeah.
That's isn't that Obama, though? There's never any problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, we don't have, we got a sequestration problem, but, you know, we can still spend $50 million on uniforms, and then we can send $250 million to Egypt or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, they can find the money to do what they want to do.
But they're going to release criminals onto the streets to threaten the population at the same time, because that's what they do. Well, it's incredible. David Knight, great to have you on.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, good to have you here. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with Aaron Dykes in studio. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
We got to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Good. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. Shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop them.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
All right, we're back. Great great liner there, a compilation of tyranny that's happening right now in the United States in 2013. Well, we're going to turn this around, folks, and coming at you from the headquarters of the organization InfoWars that is spearheading the effort to turn this around. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. Aaron Dykes now joins us in studio with updated information, some good stuff from Aaron. And to start off with, what's going on with Rand Paul and his attempted filibuster right now?
Well, as you know, they put forward John Brennan, one of Obama's key advisors, who actually creates the drone kill list and brings it to Obama's desk each week. He's being nominated for CIA. And so Rand Paul is filibustering right now in the Senate that nomination and saying he wants the Obama administration to promise not to kill American drones. We've got a report up on InfoWars. Government emergency alert test interrupts the Rand Paul filibuster. And that's interesting because of all the sneaky tactics we saw during the Ron Paul run for the campaign, all the blacking out in the media, sometimes physically blacking out the transmission of his speech.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the state of New York would issue an EAS alert over his filibuster.
Right.
Although I have also seen it on CNN, but interesting he's doing that.
Just to interrupt things, but you know, why wouldn't the Obama just say, okay, we're not going to kill Americans on U.S. soil? Why wouldn't he just be willing to put that language in there if that's what he's claiming he's never going to do?
Oh, well, look at the whole structure they've created. The new terrorist could be a domestic extremist, might be a returning vet, might just be a crazy constitutionalist with a flag, might just be a curmudgeon-y old man with a shotgun who doesn't want government putting in a Spartan meter or something.
Hey, it might be an 8-year-old student with a strawberry tart shaped like a gun.
That's most dangerous. Actually, we're about to get to a special report at the very end.
Oh, really?
I caught a very young terrorist still in a stroller with a bubble gun. That's got to work out. He was just rapid fire. He had
bubbles.
He had hundreds of bubble bullets in his chamber.
Does the TSA allow bubble guns on airplanes anymore or ever?
That's probably liquid, right? I doubt.
Oh, that's a liquid. The bubbles.
Plus, it might look like something, you know.
Yeah, like bubbles. Well, I'm really worried about the strawberry tart guns because they could shoot strawberry seeds, which I understand are quite small and could poke out an eye.
And it's part of this whole Orwellian 1984 Big Brother system where the perception is reality and everyone has to tattle on each other. And
yeah,
basically even the thought, they had literal everything but literal invasion of the mind. But any sign that you're thinking of resistance, that itself is a crime. That's a thought crime.
Well, that gets us to the issue of mental hygiene.
Yeah.
Which we mentioned that in the first hour. Freaked me out, but go ahead.
Mental hygiene, but that is one of the key code words from the eugenics movement. It goes back to the founding. But basically, they wanted to use the idea that there's crazy people and they might be reproducing faster than regular people.
No.
Mentally unfit people, what they called feeble-minded people. But most of this was code word. Of course, there were some messed up people, but they really wanted an excuse for the state to decide who lives and dies. Which
right.
really brings us up to modern-day socialized health care, where they want to rationalize it and say, well, your end-of-life care might cost $1 million plus. That's not worth it. Your life isn't of value, so we want to terminate you. That abortion's to a minority mother or someone who already has too many children, so that life isn't worth it. And that's very much the mentality of eugenics, but it itself is part of what George Orwell actually calls oligarchical collectivism. Remember Goldstein, the rebel in 1984, who actually helped establish that Big Brother system. He writes the book on the theory and practice of oligarchical collectivism. And what this is socialism in disguise. Have you ever heard of the Fabian Society, mm-hmm. who runs Fabian Socialism?
Yeah.
They have two logos. One is the turtle for incrementalism. The other is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Really?
And just check out one of the main Fabian Socialists, who was also a eugenicist, was playwright George Bernard Shaw, very famous for Pygmalion and some of his other works. He wrote that under socialism, which remembers any form of oligarchical collectivism run by the elites, but where everyone's trapped in the society, socialism, you'd be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed whether you liked it or not. But if it were discovered you had not the character and industry to be worth all this trouble, you might be executed in a kindly manner.
In a kindly manner?
And so that...
Is that a drone strike?
System, is that New World Order system in action.
I think the drone strikes are kindly because the missile arrives before you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there is no fear involved. because they fly faster than the speed of sound, right? So you're blown up before you can even sense it. That's compassionate government.
Oh, it's compassionate.
Yeah.
But just to get back into eugenics and mental hygiene, you had the case in, I believe, 1927, where they were saying, we have to sterilize these imbeciles, these feeble-minded, retarded minds who can't think for themselves. Yeah. And there was actually a Supreme Court ruling from Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who wrote in the deciding principle at the time, quote, the principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes, which, of course, is compulsory sterilization. And he said,
wow.
Say in that decision, three generations of imbeciles is enough. And that's completely in fitting with why they have established departments of health and mental hygiene, which are implements of the eugenics movement.
Wow.
And it completely fits in where the Rockefeller family pushed all the vehicles for eugenics, but also established our modern science and our modern hospitals and our modern healthcare system, the allopathic medicine, where you have to have surgeries and pharmaceuticals for everything, staying away from anything that can't be trademarked and found in nature, basically.
Well, if this eugenics effort was thrust upon us, you know, many generations ago, and it was so intense, it seems like it didn't work because we have more, it seems like the people running the country are now the most intellectually, you know, cognitively impaired of all. It's like they got in, instead of eugenics was saying they want to kill people who don't have high IQs, but now it's like let's put them in office.
High IQs and mental capacity was the language of eugenics.
Ah.
But the actual system was about classifying people into classes. I mean, they wanted to protect the elites and propagate their dominance.
Right.
They didn't have an excuse to eliminate their competition. And in particular, many of them are racist and wanted to keep the black population down. You later saw the Population Council, the United Nations Population Fund, doing really heavy-handed family planning in the third world, where they do the most brutal things to people in India and China and all these other third world developing nations.
Yeah, you know, North Korea will give you a nuclear family.
Mm.
They're working on that.
I know.
Technology.
But listen,
yeah.
The main idea.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I can't be serious today, Aaron. It's just, it's too insane for me.
Alex calls it gallows humor, but, you know.
So what do you think from your research? Because you research this more than anybody I know. What is the ultimate mechanism for population control that they're going to rain down upon us now? Or is it already here with GMOs and vaccines?
I think that's one of their main vehicles for sure, the soft kill. You've got technocrats like Bill Gates on the cutting edge of that. He's pushing worldwide with, mind you, the Rockefeller Foundation. They're working in lockstep to push vaccines everywhere, some of which carry covert birth control maneuvers,
Right. Terminating
pregnancies, causing miscarriages, causing infertility. And then he's pushing very heavy-handedly GMOs. He's got major Monsanto stock. Companies like McDonald's and so forth are interlocked with his holdings and with the board of directors with Monsanto. And that, again, works with Rockefeller, who in the 70s created what they called the Green Revolution, but it also centralized food production.
Well, you mentioned vaccines. I think vaccines are birth control. I mean, vaccines are abortions. They cause spontaneous abortions.
Right.
And so do GMOs.
Yeah.
In the rat studies.
That's funny.
Right. So the technologies. Isn't Bill Gates in town here in Austin right now?
He's here today for South by Southwest, I think.
Is he feeding people GMO? What's he doing? Is he handing out cheeseburgers?
He eats a lot of that. You know, those elites, they don't eat GMOs themselves. They're very meticulous. The Rockefeller family owns their own personal organic farm, has their own personal organic chefs who prepare food and supply their personal family with food. You find the same kind of thing with Chinese elites, with the Queen, the royal families, Bill Gates. These people don't eat what they're pushing to the mainstream.
Put that back on, guys. Check this out. Here's the news. Melissa Melton story on Infowars.com. Bill Gates descends on Austin in controlled, pre-planned appearance. Well, I mean, versus what? A spontaneous appearance? Bill Gates is going to be at the Dell Computer Science Hall at the University of Texas speaking to students, no doubt telling them to abort their babies with more vaccines.
Well, hey, let's shift
all the media with Chris Lanigan.
Alex really wanted me to get to this special report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go
and
go for it.
Public event, seeing National Guard, Texas State Guard popping up all over the place. They were at the Kite Festival, which is otherwise this happy family event. Alex saw them at a Texas Independence Day celebration. They'll do crowd control, parking, street control at different events. And the question is why? And the bottom line, I tried to point out the history in the special report, but they've perverted what was supposed to be our state militias and allowed them to be over-federalized and used by the president and the centralized, federalized government branch because they had one loophole in the Constitution for when you could use military domestically on our soil, and that was to repel invasions and to put down insurrections. They were thinking about things like the Shays Rebellion that happened after the Revolution but before the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
But in our modern day, they perverted that loophole over insurrections and used it to be any national emergency, natural disasters, terrorism, incidents.
Hurricanes.
And so under U.S. NORTHCOM and under laws they've passed, including John Warner Defense Act, since that time, they've transformed more and more of the state guards as well as the National Guard into federal hands and allowed the president to take total control of emergencies.
Let's roll it. Let's roll it.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We've got to ask ourselves, why are the feds preparing for a war against Americans? Why have they bought now more than 2 billion bullets, all kinds of arms and ammunition, and now more than 2,700 tanks to patrol in America and keep order? We're told it's because they love us. We're told it's to keep the peace and to increase safety. But of course, we also know from Army documents, from Homeland Security reports, and a lot of other information that it's really to occupy America and prepare for a civil unrest and a total economic collapse that will include gun confiscation.
Gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans.
Now, the founders who set up the Constitution and Bill of Rights did not want a standing army because they knew history and they knew that over and over again, that's how power corrupts and takes over societies. At the same time, they were concerned about historical examples like the Shays Rebellion that happened after the years of the Revolution, but before the Constitution, where soldiers who weren't paid formed mobs to try to take over the government. So they put in the possibility for the army to be used domestically for only one purpose, and that's to put down insurrections. This was strengthened through things like Posse Comitatus from 1878, strictly forbidding military from working with police or doing domestic operations. But that has whittled away in recent years, and there's been a concerted effort to do away with Posse Comitatus altogether and to take away the state's power over troops and National Guards and put all the power in the hands of the feds, Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense. We've, of course, seen how the military has been drilling, preparing, and training to take on Americans, put them in internment camps, and otherwise occupy the domestic sphere of society. Alex documented it as early as his Police State 2000 film and in many of his other films. Here's a short clip where Americans come to checkpoints and beg for help from the military. But it's in no way limited to the things that Alex has just put in his films. This has been an ongoing effort that has been accelerating. David Knight did a special report just a few weeks ago documenting only a few of the recent urban warfare drills, many of which included helicopters firing simulated live rounds over major American cities. They include Houston, Miami, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Chicago, Los Angeles, and other locales.
Well, let's take a look at some of these recent drills. January the 28th in Houston.
Helicopters and the sound of gunfire created a lot of concern this afternoon in one Houston neighborhood.
And an Army major who was out here wouldn't tell us exactly what kind of training they were doing.
Miami, 4 days earlier, January the 24th, 2013.
Still, if you've seen one of these drills, it really is like a scene out of one of those action movies, choppers stalking the sky in downtown Miami. It's a joint military training exercise.
And here's another one in Minneapolis, August 28th, 2012.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed. They are training in an urban environment.
Here's another one. St. Louis, July 3rd, 2012.
The military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town, and while they come in peace, there are all kinds of rumors about why they are here.
Chicago, April 17, 2012.
A pretty scary scene along the Chicago River turns out to be a military training exercise.
Los Angeles and January the 26th, 2012.
Special military operation forces in conjunction with the LAPD conducting some military maneuvers.
Of course, in the 2010 film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Rob Dew, Alex Jones, and the other filmmakers covered the example of Arcadia, Iowa, where the National Guard practiced cordon and search drills in neighborhoods to specifically take on gun dealers to find, quote, weapons caches. And Alex interviewed the officer who was in charge of the drill. They were admittedly doing it for domestic purposes inside the United States, and we should really ask ourselves why.
It says in this article, going door to door, asking if they can search homes, looking for weapons.
It's actually a planned training event to provide our soldiers with greater proficiency at what we call cordon and search, which is a mission that just for a little background, we've deployed nearly 13,000 members of the Iowa National Guard in the global war on terror, and then actually search for caches of weapons or other kinds of contraband which could harm American forces and other
like forces. Fallujah, what we saw in
correct.
Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you have manuals like FM 3-39.40, specifically about internment and resettlement, and they include the presence of PSYOP officers to win over the support of the American people and, of course, to deal with dissidents. And this happens throughout history every time an oppressive power takes over. The Nazis, of course, didn't only come in with a strong military force. They first sent in what equates to PSYOP officers, psychological operators, who tried to win over public support. They offered children candy. They told them they were there to help. They did friendly public events. And we see this playing out again in American society, unfortunately, where National Guard military troops who aren't supposed to operate domestically are operating outside of their role, but in benign ways at innocuous events to win over public support. And this, too, has been...
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show, and we are continuing with this Aaron Dyke special report video on how we are being acclimated for troops on the streets in America. Let's continue with that video report right now.
Happy children. Families, couples, a sunny day in early spring, all over a park in Austin. This is the scene of the Austin Kite Festival, now in its 84th year. An iconic and idyllic scene of peace and recreation. What could be better? But outside of this festive atmosphere, which had clogged downtown traffic and brought normal activities on this happy weekend day to a halt, was a military presence. The Texas State Guard, operating under the National Guard, was running part of the event. They were invited there by the Austin Exchange Club and operated with the help of police the shuttle buses bringing Kite Festival goers to and from the event. It was admittedly run as other training exercises are, in preparation for natural disasters and other emergencies as coordinated by Homeland Security and FEMA, including this article posted on the Texas State Guard website. TXSG flies high with Austin Kite Festival, where they admit in part that festival organizers and participants gave the Texas State Guard soldiers real-world training for the kind of logistical support the organization provides during natural disasters and other emergencies. Quote, this gives us the opportunity to put our training and expertise into practical use in advance of our response to hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or fires. The National Guard first appeared in 2012 at the Austin Kite Festival, provoking several news articles. The internet was ablaze with the account of the National Guard patrolling the Austin Kite Festival in 2012. But here in 2013, there is scant mention of the National Guard's presence, other than just straightforward PR releases of how they would operate the buses and how they would carry passengers to and fro, conditioning the public to accept ever greater control in violation of posse comitatus to keep track and control of the people under any pretext they considered necessary. Homeland Security and FEMA have made big preparations, not only for natural disasters, but also for civil unrest or declared national emergencies. And their training exercises have routinely included the very functions that these National Guard members were carrying out during this Kite Festival, where they would line up the public and keep track of them as they were loaded onto buses. In 2011, InfoWars reporters traveled to Denver, Colorado to cover an exercise run by Homeland Security and FEMA, where various terror scenarios and school shooter scenarios prompted school buses to load children and take them to sports stadiums. Contingency plans for natural disasters and other emergencies have included in states like Texas and New Jersey, RFID wristbands, where members of the population would be tracked and tagged upon entering buses and throughout their stay at emergency centers, like the one used by FEMA during Hurricane Katrina at the Superdome, where the public was not protected but instead subjected to a laboratory of martial law conditions. While there is no sign of this kind of disaster at the Austin Kite Festival, I guess it's good that military and police were there to keep order. I actually captured a very dangerous individual on this camera, seen here at a young age in a stroller using a terrorist weapon, the bubble gun.
And there you go. That's the video report from Aaron Dykes, and you can continue to watch the whole thing at Infowars.com. Troops deployed ahead of economic collapse and gun confiscation. An outstanding report there from Aaron Dykes, and he was showing us the terror weapon bubble gun that shoots little bubbles. held by a child, if you can believe that. Oh, my goodness. And that's not even allowed on airplanes, as we talked about. In any case, the big story today, North Korea vows to cancel the Korean War ceasefire. We've got mental hygiene in Maryland. We've got Eric Holder says, yes, they have the right to attack Americans on U.S. soil using drone strikes. And Hugo Chavez is dead. I want to thank the crew today for a great job pulling up videos and websites. CJ, Chris, and John Bowne, and the rest there. Thanks, guys, for doing such an awesome job. They're dancing back there. And thanks for tuning in today. This is Mike Adams signing off for the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.